Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. In any other year, that's what summer sounds like at Wally's Cafe and Jazz Club in the South End. This is one of their regular jam sessions from last July. Wally's is one of the many small venues around Greater Boston that remains closed during the pandemic. Some, like Bull McCabe's in Somerville and Bella Luna and the Milky Way in Jamaica Plain, won't reopen. So we wanted to take some time today to reflect on how and if our local music scene is weathering this storm, and to check in on a few stories that may offer hope for the future of music in our community in these turbulent times. So with us to do that is Frank Poindexter, the general manager of Wally's Cafe and Jazz Club. Frank, welcome to you.
Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Frank, and it's great to have you. Thank you. Also joining us is Carl Lavin, who's working to be the next owner of the now-closed Great Scott in Alston. Carl, welcome to you, too.
Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to having a chat with you guys about this.
I do, too. And I'm hoping a couple of listeners will chat with us, too. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. What are you missing? Are you missing live music right now? Do you want to share some memories of places that have closed for good, like a Bull McCabe's or Bella Luna? Are there favorite spots that you can't wait to get back to? Call us at 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or you can tweet us at Radio Boston. All right, so turning to the two of you, indoor music venues remain closed. This is your livelihood. I'd like to know how you're both doing. And Frank, why don't we start with you?
Well, to be honest, it's been really difficult. We've lost about 6 months of revenue. Even more than that, we've lost the opportunity to provide these young musicians with a stage and a platform so that they can perfect and work on their craft and also create networks that's going to carry them throughout their career.
Frank, I know that you are part of a family that opened Wally's in the 1940s. I think of you as a steward of this place. As a steward, how does it feel to be in this situation?
I'm glad to be alive. But other than that, I'm not used to not working. I was telling someone the other day, my brother and I have not even taken vacations. He hasn't taken a vacation in 25 years, and I haven't taken a vacation in 16 years. That means not even leaving the city. So it's changed our whole schedule, and it's been really difficult, but even more so for musicians.
Carl, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's a super challenging time for what it is that we're trying to do. It's unusual. Of course, it's completely unusual and completely unprecedented that we're trying to figure out how to go about just allowing. There's always challenges and. And the part where the challenge is even just being able to do it at all is what we're all facing right now is it's mind-boggling that that's what we're all up against, but this is what we're facing and this is what we're trying to do.
So I'm going to stay with you for a minute longer, Carl, because Great Scott announced that it would close permanently in May. Then you aligned with a crowdfunding company called Mainvest and launched an investment drive to keep it open. But then you couldn't because you couldn't reach a deal to keep the venue in its current space. Now it looks like you might be able to reopen at the old Pizzeria Regina's in Alston, which is another victim of the coronavirus pandemic. It's a kind of a crazy situation. What is the status of those negotiations now?
Yeah, it is, and as you say, it's almost mind-boggling that that the confluence of factors could allow for something to close and then allow for something to to reopen. And as far as things are right now, the landlords and the owners over there are incredibly supportive. They're very, very much on board with the idea of having everything happen over there. And now at this point, it's literally just a matter of being able to make sure that we can be on a safe and stable financial footing going forward, as we, you know, as we await, phase four of everything. And so we're just going to, we're just getting our financial ducks in a row and hoping that, that everything can be in place when we're able to, hit the ground running.
We're going to hope for that for you too, Carl. And Frank, Wally's also launched a crowdfunding campaign. It was actually for an expansion. How is that going?
Well, that's proceeding. And I'm probably in probably the same situation as this, as the person who was on the interview. What's his name again?
Oh, I'm Carl.
I'm sorry. Yes,
Carl. I'm probably in the same. We're dealing with the same type of situation. So, it's going to take time for us to actually prepare the location and. Again, thinking about stage four, whether, when is that even going to come? And then what is that going to look like? Okay. So we may get into stage four, but then that you still have to deal with the fact that you may only be able to have a third of your customers or less. And so that's a whole nother, hurdle that has to be met. So just answering your basic question, we are waiting for stage four and we're preparing ourselves so that we can continue to provide the service that we've been giving to the community for the last 73 years.
So I want to go to the calls, to the phones, because the callers are coming in. 800-423-8255. Let's take a couple here. We've got Robert from Lexington. Robert, go ahead.
Thank you very much. My girlfriend and I bemoan the loss of this and the effect on the businesses that we'll never be in again. We've become friends with a number of musicians over the years, and it's horrible for their livelihoods. We've gone on music cruises. Those are shut down because of COVID. And we are sad that there's basically no live music to go to. And the few restaurants that have it, we have to, minimal income for them, and you have to, It's very unfortunate.
Thanks for that, Robert. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and let's add one more call there. Let's add Omar from Quincy. Omar, go ahead.
Hey, I happened to hear you guys on the air. Carl, this is Omar. I was in Perennials. I just wanted to say, Great Scott has been an institution in me and all of my friends' lives for the past several years, and the thought of losing it is incredibly upsetting, and I've spent so much time there, and Carl's been a great host. He's had my bands play there, and I want to give a shout-out to Wally's as well, where I've also had so many great experiences.
What a great call. Thanks, Omar. Thanks to both those callers. And I'll turn back to each of you. Carl, jump in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing, is that, in as much as what we're facing all together right now as businesses and the industry, it's impossible to not keep at least one eye, if not both eyes, if not all of the attention on what's being lost by the fact that artists and musicians and the entire artistic community are losing these spaces. And I don't even know that it wasn't going to happen without COVID. I mean, the way things are so expensive, and the way that landlords treat artistic spaces, and the way neighborhoods treat artistic spaces has been something that's been a problem as the years have been going on anyway. And everything that's happening about this right now is exacerbating it. And I mean, my heart breaks for all of the artists and musicians who don't have a place to be able to go out and get in front of people and get that visceral experience of connecting with people who enjoy what they're doing. And so, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, for sure.
Let's, And let's bring Frank into that too, Carl. I'm just aware that we've got just a couple minutes left. And Frank, join in on this and on Carl's reflections in both of those calls.
Carl hit the nail on the head. See, most people in here and in the city don't know, we have a special musical ecosystem here, which is not replicated anywhere else on the planet. We have some of the most prestigious schools for educating musicians. We got musicians that are not just local. We got musicians that are all the top musicians from across the planet who are going to school to be trained. 70 to 80% of them are coming here. And so saying that, you know, the loss of these venues, you know, we're the places that help the students develop the theory that they're learning in the classrooms and stuff like that. And they go to these places like ours and they apply, they build their networks. And then, you know, we have, that leads to what's going to happen 10 or 5 years, you know, down the road when they're, you know, musical directors for the large, you know, some of the top touring bands when they're in the, working for ASCAP, they're in the, they're working for the record labels. There's so much stuff. It's more than just, this is a ripple effect, like Carl said. And so we have to maintain this ecosystem because it goes beyond just what we see here, okay? What you just think for a local thing. It's more than local. It's international.
Carl, I've got about 30 seconds left for each of you. So you first, Carl, what's one thing that listeners who want to make sure to support our music scene can do right now?
Oh boy! Well, you know what? Just continue to care. It's as easy as that. Local music is always going to find a way, and whether it's a venue or it's going to be a basement or it's going to be a house show, music is always going to find a place. It's just about how do we make sure that we are able to support, amplify, and empower the artists that are just trying to make the thing about living in Boston such a unique and unique experience.
Great. And let's get one last thought on that from you, Frank.
I'm going to piggyback again off what Carl said. He explained it concisely. We have to keep caring, okay? And do that through the way that you can do it as a supporter of live music, okay? And that's what I would say.
And that is Frank Poindexter, general manager of Wally's Cafe and Jazz Club in the South End. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Carl.
And Carl Lavin, longtime booker and possible future owner of the Great Scott and Alston. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you so much for taking an interest in this. And I please just hope everybody pays attention because it matters. I mean, this is why Boston's Boston.
Thanks. That's right. And let's go out today with where we started, music from a jam session from the summer of 2019 at Wally's. This song is There Will Never Be Another You. And that is our show for today. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. There will never be, there will never be.